Good morning. This is Henry Garricky, cantor at Reformation Lutheran Church, welcoming you to Law and Gospel. And I'm subbing for Pastor Tom Baker, who's at a conference, and I think he will be back tomorrow. So we want to get looking at the hymn of the day today, which is, Lord Thee I Love With All My Thee will I love, my strength, my tower. Got a different hymn thinking there. But one of the things that Tom always uses is the hymn of the day. And he asked me to take that today also. But what is the hymn of the day? It's from a list of hymns that have been developed over the years. In fact, some of the lists go back way to Martin Luther's day. And these were hymns that were chosen to kind of summarize the teaching either of the day of the scripture readings that we would hear, or to emphasize certain doctrines that needed to be covered throughout the church year. And so therefore, if you repeated those hymns throughout the year, and then the next year repeat them also, you would end up learning the core doctrines of the Christian church and the Christian faith. These were a way of giving us a balanced diet of hymnody, as well as helping us to expand our repertoire of hymns so that we can enjoy the rich resources that are given in our hymnal. Often the hymns of the day were related to the gospel reading assigned for the day, and to some degree that's true for this next week. Mark 10, verses 46 to 52, which is the healing of blind Bartimaeus. And if we have this hymn, Thee Will I Love, My Strength, My Tower, we will see today, we're going to try to put together some connections there with that hymn. Just to give a little bit of background to the hymn, it's written by Johannes Scheffler, who lived in about 100 years after Martin Luther, 1624 to 1677. He was a Lutheran when he wrote this hymn. Many years later, in his later part of his life, he converted to Roman Catholicism and stayed with that church for the rest of his life. He wrote this text in German, because that was his native language. So in order for us to be able to sing it today, we somehow had to get it into English. And the way we got it into English is through Catherine Winkworth, an English lady in the 1800s who did a marvelous job of capturing the thoughts of the German poet and hymn writers and translating them into English so that Christians throughout the world could be singing these hymns. And so we are very thankful that she was able to do that. What we will do right now is hear the first stanza of the hymn, and then we'll talk briefly about it. So, and the hymn in the Lutheran service book is hymn 694. In TLH, the Lutheran hymnal, it's 399. And I have forgotten what it is in Lutheran worship, but it's in all of those places. And it has remained one of the great hymns in our Lutheran church. And I've got here Lutheran worship. I can look it up very quickly. And We have, yes, 375 in Lutheran worship. So here is stanza one. Thee will I love, my strength, my tower. Thee will I love, my hope, my joy. Thee will I love with all my power, with ardor time shall ne'er destroy. Thee will I love, O light divine, so long as life is mine. Now, it's rather interesting that on this first stanza, in German, each of those lines begins with ich, meaning I love thee. But Catherine Winkworth thought it better and a little more poetic to start off each line with thee will I love. And it's not until the end of that stanza that we have a clue as to who this thee is. Thee will I love, O light divine, so long as life is mine. O light divine. Jesus, at one point in his ministry, proclaims that I am the light of the world. So he identifies himself as that light. And the beginning chapter of John, chapter 1, those verses talk about Jesus being the light of the world also. It's interesting that in the German stanza 1, the first line, Thee will I love, my strength, my tower, it doesn't actually include the word tower. It's sort of implied by the fact that Thee will I love, my strength. The strength meaning that strength has the power, fortitude, and even the towering height that God's strength is. Catherine Winkworth probably was also looking at Psalm 18, which I'm quite certain Johann Scheffler had in mind as he wrote the text in the original German. And what happens in the Psalm 18, verses 1 and 2, you have all of these names for God that describe his some characteristic of God, and that gives us a reason why we love God and why we are praising him. And so the first two verses of Psalm 18 say, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Now that's from the ESV. From the King James Version, it says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength in whom I will trust. My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. So when translating this from German into English, even though the German doesn't have the word tower, Catherine Winkworth was familiar with the Psalm 18 that has that word in it, at least in the King James Version, and wanted to emphasize that. But notice also in stanza one, all of the names that are given to God as characteristics, my strength, my tower, my hope, my joy, O light divine. All of these bring it together in describing God. And stanza one concludes with that, Thee will I love, O light divine, so long as life is mine. And these words could easily have been sung by Bartimaeus after he had been healed from his blindness, and that he would be rejoicing in God, who is his strength and tower, hope and joy, and light divine that has given him life. We will go on now to stanza two. Thee will I love, my life, my Savior, who art my best and truest friend. Thee will I love and praise forever, for never shall thy kindness end. Thee will I love with all my heart, thou my Redeemer art. Well, we have another name for God, our Savior. Savior, one who saves us from our sin, one who saves us from death and from Satan. And because he saves us, we have life. And Jesus is our life. And he is also our best and truest friend. This friend was betrayed by Judas, and so often betrayed by us as we sin and fall short of what he is expecting of us. But yet he forgives us, gives us life and salvation. And we praise him. Thee will I love and praise forever, for never shall thy kindness end. It's reminiscent of the psalm that says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And the word kindness here carries that same idea of mercy of the psalmist. And that mercy is what the only reason why we have life and salvation, because God's mercy sent his son Jesus to forgive us. And thee will I love with all my heart. He says that one last time in stanza two. And why? Because thou my Redeemer art. Jesus, you are the one who has bought me back from Satan. The German of this stanza has Gottes Lammes, which is God's Lamb. And Catherine Winkworth decided not to use that idea, but it's kind of in the background of all of these stanzas, but especially stanza two, that he is our Redeemer. He's the one who was God's Lamb who went to the slaughter for us. Well, stanza three gives us some more connections with Bartimaeus when it says, I thank thee, Jesus, Son from heaven, whose radiance hath brought light to me. I thank thee who has richly given all that could make me glad and free. I thank thee that my soul is healed by what thy lips revealed. And here in the first line, I thank thee, Jesus, Son from heaven. The word son there is spelled S-U-N, which is oftentimes, going back to Malachi and others, the concept of God is our Son. He's the one who brings light into the world. But when you hear it, this word Son, you don't know whether it's S-O-N or S-U-N. And I think that's kind of what Catherine Winkworth, in translating this, had in mind. And the same way with Scheffler, Johannes Scheffler, when he wrote the text, he had the same idea of making it sound the same, even though they're spelled differently, to kind of bring in both meanings, both the sun that is the sun of our, that lightens our planet and our lives, as well as Jesus, the Son of God, who's come for us. And that second phrase then, whose radiance, that sun from heaven, whose radiance hath brought light to me. And there's the connection with blind Bartimaeus, that once his eyes were opened, he was able to hear, able to see, and all that God had given him in the creation. And therefore, he would be able to sing, I thank thee who is richly given all that could make me glad and free. And that kind of triggers the idea of the meaning of the first article of the creed that Luther wrote when he said, I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. So, blind Bartimaeus, being healed, would be able to break out into song and in praise of God, who's given him his sight back, and who's given him all the things that he needs in this life. And I thank thee that my soul is healed. So it is not only a physical healing that Mark's gospel is recording here, but it's also a healing of the forgiveness of sins that God gives us in Jesus Christ. And when Jesus says that you are healed, his word does what it says it will do. And Jesus here says to blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. And so what the word that Jesus speaks with his lips is a word that can perform and do what it says it's going to do. So when Jesus heals Bartimaeus, he also heals his sin sickness and forgives him his sin. Stanza 4 is a prayer to Jesus then. O keep me watchful then and humble. Permit me never more to stray. Uphold me when my feet would stumble, and keep me on the narrow way. Fill all my nature with thy light, O radiance strong and bright. So Johannes Scheffler gets right to the heart of his prayer, his request, by asking Jesus to keep him alert, watchful, against all sin and falling into sin. And he asked Jesus to keep him humble because he realizes that if he were to claim that he was the one who accomplished all this, he would have too big of an ego to be able to get going and to live life, and he would fall into greater sin. And he asked Jesus to never let him stray from the gospel, from the path of Jesus the shepherd. And then when he does stumble, he asked Jesus to uphold me, keep me in the true faith, and keep me on the narrow way. And then fill my nature with thy light. All my whole nature, my being, be my light, O radiant, strong, and bright. And this is a phrase that Bartimaeus could easily have prayed in, not only in thanking Jesus for the healing, but also that Jesus would be the one to fill Bartimaeus's sight with the light that is strong and bright, so that he can see not only all of God's creation, but see Jesus himself. And then we have come to the close of stanza 5. Thee will I love, my crown of gladness. Thee will I love, my God and Lord, amid the darkest depths of sadness, and not for hope of high reward. For thine, O sake, O light divine, so long as life is mine. And basically what Scheffler is pointing out here is that just as Bartimaeus and anybody else who has been healed, we want to praise God for the blessing of the healing and to continue to live in God's grace and mercy. And we praise God for these blessings, even in the midst of our troubles. But we do not praise God because we have earned these gifts or done them for ourselves, but rather that he has given us these things that we could not do by ourselves. And in a way, it's reminiscent of the third article explanation of Martin Luther, when he says, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the one true faith. In the same way he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, he will raise me and all the dead and give life eternal to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. So we have a wonderful way of tying this hymn all up. And I think what we'll do now is read through all 5 stanzas once more, keeping that in mind. Thee will I love, my strength, my tower. Thee will I love, my hope, my joy. Thee will I love with all my power, with ardor time shall ne'er destroy. Thee will I love, O light divine, so long as life is mine. Thee will I love, my life, my Savior, who art my best and truest friend. Thee will I love and praise forever, for never shall thy kindness end. Thee will I love with all my heart, thou my Redeemer art. I thank thee, Jesus, Son from heaven, whose radiance hath brought light to me. I thank thee who has richly given all that could make me glad and free. I thank thee that my soul is healed by what thy lips revealed. O keep me watchful then and humble. Permit me never more to stray. Uphold me when my feet would stumble and keep me on the narrow way. Fill all my nature with thy light, O radiance strong and bright. Thee will I love, my crown of gladness. Thee will I love, my God and Lord. Amid the darkest depths of sadness and not for hope of high reward. For thine, O sake, O light divine, so long as life is mine. So the same God who spoke and there was light in the cosmic darkness is the same God who speaks faith into the sin-darkened hearts of this world. And the towering strength of God's love in Christ Jesus shines brightly in his word and into our lives. His love does not lean or fall. His love stands firm and tall for us, strong for us. So we have the light that was given to Bartimaeus in his word, and that's the light that sustains us in our lives as well. We wish you God's blessings for this day and for the days to come, so that you too may sing, "Thee will I love, my strength, my tower."
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday at this time on Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email Law and Gospel at lawandgospel101.com. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.